This is Ted at Webzine 2005. Bree's totally worn me out, but I'm going to keep on going here. And we're talking about, or just trying to get some info on the RailTag payment, because it's kind of nice to make a little money in all this while we're doing it. And I'm here with
Josh Kinberg of FireAnt.
Ah, FireAnt.
And Charles Roof of Blip TV.
Blip TV? Okay, I'm with the right guys. All right. Unfortunately, I don't have a video camera with me, but why don't you share a little knowledge with us about the RHEL payment tag and how that's all kind of coming together, and how is it being propagated across the web? Is it easy
sure.
for us? Or?
Well, it's a microformat spec that was written as a collaboration between us at FireAnt and a few other folks in the video blogging space, including folks at Blip. And including a few others, folks at Meepedia, and we have kind of an internal development group amongst video bloggers, and we worked on this spec together, and then we proposed it to the Microformats group, and we're also working on a proposal to the Atom IANA standards body. So we're hoping that it will become a registered attribute within the Atom syndication format.
Wow, but it works today. We don't really need to go through all the approval process. It's important,
yeah.
I guess, from a standard standpoint.
So all that, and it's so super simple, easy. All it is when you make a link to something with HTML, you make a link tag, and it's like ahref equals the URL, and then you add a rel equals payment attribute within the link tag. So you can specify that link, the relationship of that link, is that it is a location where payment is accepted. And that's all it is. So it could be a link to your tip jar. It could be a link to a fundraising campaign where you're asking someone to give money. It could be, you could write a book review, and it could be a link to where that product exists on Amazon or some other bookseller. So all it does is just define a location where payment is accepted for that link. And it can be used in your blog entries. And the idea is that then aggregators and search engines could discover these links, because now that relationship is explicit, and display a special link or a button. So, for instance, in FireAnt, we're planning on being able to support it by displaying a payment button. So if you include a payment link in your blog entry, for instance, if you created a video, because we're doing video blogging, and you use a soundtrack from a famous recording artist, you can then link to that artist's CD at an online retailer and make it a payment link, and we would display a button that would bring the user to that page where they could purchase the CD. So it's that simple.
It's that simple to make money online.
Right. Well, and the way you could make money with it is through the myriad of affiliate programs, or it could be, you know, a tip jar link, so it could be a donation back to you, or it could be a link to your, you know, online store, or where your own goods could be purchased. So, it makes it easier to rattle the cup, so to speak.
Absolutely. We all need a little bit of that. Wow, that's great. So that's it in a nutshell, the rail payment and how easy it is to implement. And
it's supported by Blip TV.
Tell us a little bit more about Blip TV.
Blip TV is a video blogging service, so we host videos and create video blogs out of them. So you upload your video and you get a blog that supports RSS, plus posts to your existing blog if you have one. We'll also store the blog, store the video on the Internet Archive if that's what you'd like. And also attaches payment links.
Wow, so we're getting it all in one. Hey, you know, one thing that also came up yesterday was the idea of scaling. The more successful we get, the more it costs us. I mean, there's like no economies of scale. Bandwidth just gets more and more expensive. And I brought up this idea, or just the is it possible for us to do some torrent? And there, it sounded like it was possible, but there's some roadblocks possibly, or there's just some things we have to work through I don't quite understand. Help us out here. What's required for us to be able to distribute the load, if you would, across all the interested parties without us having to bear so much cost?
Well, FireAnt does support BitTorrent downloads. So if you are already hosting, or you have a solution for hosting and distributing as BitTorrent files, FireAnt supports the BitTorrent protocol, so it can download torrents. As for creating torrents, and you know, it's still pretty difficult, and we don't see a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of torrents on the web, but for individual independent publishers, I'm not seeing a lot of it. I don't know why that is. I think the creation tools are still pretty difficult to use and implement, and I think it's getting easier, but it may still have a bit of a ways to go. Yeah, I'm hoping that torrents become easier to make because I'd like to see more of them. We support it. So
right now it's all just seems to be like illegal copies and file sharing in that sense, the peer to peer. But
yeah,
the ability
not
for
all,
us to
I think there are a lot of legitimate torrents.
There's plenty of legitimate uses.
There's a really good blog called crooksandliars.com, and these guys go through news broadcasts and the Sunday morning pundits and look for tasty clips and put them on fair use. Now, you know, their server's getting pounded by all these people downloading videos, so now they've finally come around to implementing torrents, and it totally relieves them of the pressure. And, you know, so there are a lot of totally legitimate torrents out there.
Yep.
So it's looking a lot less expensive than a lot of you thought. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We've got payment tags that are easy to put the tags in so we can start getting our affiliate links up and getting payment for our hard work. And we've got the possibility of being able to distribute the load of our video or audio across different servers so we don't have to bear all that bandwidth. Are there any other things that are promising for our eager developers out there from a cost standpoint?
from a cost standpoint? I don't know. I might have covered the cost standpoint. There's more that we're doing there, but not
it doesn't
a lot
need to be
more
about cost.
Just
what's going on?
What's going on? One of the things that we're working on, I mean, we're steadily improving FireAnt and getting towards our 1.0 release. We're still in beta, but it's freely available and will always be freely available. We're still steadily improving it, so go ahead and download at getfireant.com and tell us what you think, because we love to hear feedback. A lot of what we're doing, in addition to being able to play any media type, Windows Media, QuickTime, Flash, Reel, whatever, playing audio and video. The other thing that we are working on is being able to sync video. Currently, we can sync to the Sony PSP and to the iPod, and we're expanding that, so we want to be able to sync to various cell phones and PDAs and set-top boxes. So we're looking at being able to download video and do stuff with it. And we're also implementing some web services and APIs, so it should be pretty exciting.
Wow.
Check it out.
So how large would you say the universe is of active video bloggers or folks that are kind of creating their own commerce?
Maybe
absolutely massive.
500 is massive. We've heard it here.
Well, there's plenty more.
Growing all the time.
It's scaling very fast.
I've heard that there's 500 videos uploaded to our media every day.
Wow.
There's a lot, and it's growing more and more. And with other community sites, it's growing that are growing pretty rapidly. Sites like Vimeo and others that make it so you don't even have to have a blog to upload video. I think those sites are going to become more popular and grow really fast.
Wow.
And I think we'll see a ton more video on the web and video in RSS, and it's growing like wildfire.
Would you guys say we're at the inflection point or near it or beyond it now? Is it the point of no return, the hockey stick, or we've just kind of hit that one part of the curve where it's just all straight up, or we're just kind of ramping up to that now? Where are we right now in the like zeitgeist of...
It's hard to tell while it's happening, but it's around now sometimes.
We're now right there.
In a couple of months, and they really get
that fast.
Really? Oh yeah. Before the year's out, I think it's really going to explode. Even bigger. It's already exploding. It's going to explode more.
So you guys better upload your stuff right now to Blip TV and download that FireAnt browser.
Yep.
Until next time, Ted Tagami, WebZine.